I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Weddings can be the best of times and the worst of times. But the new film, Rachel Getting Married, isn't just about getting hitched. Instead, it tells the bittersweet story of a troubled young woman who leaves rehab to take part in her sister's wedding. With us today is Jenny Lumet, screenwriter for the film, Rachel Getting Married. So how did this even come up as an idea for you?
Weddings make people insane, and families are the greatest source of material on the planet. And so the combination of the two is so unbelievably rich. I think that we've all seen the wedding movie where it's the perfect wedding, and then the bad friend or the bad sister or the black sheep of the family comes and ruins it. And I think it's a lot more interesting to turn something like that completely on its ear.
Well, let's get into the movie. You've got Anne Hathaway playing Kim, an addict with a troubled past who leaves rehab to be in her sister Rachel's lavish wedding.
So are all of these energetic young wedding helpers staying at the house? Because after 9 months of constantly revolving cellmates and crazy people...
You were in a cell, Kim.
Groups. Well, I was sort of looking forward to a little privacy for once.
Anne is known as, you know, she's played princesses. And who is she as Kim?
She's the anti-princess. She's kind of like the lioness in the jungle who makes every stupid choice you could possibly make. She does everything wrong. What she really has to do is get through this weekend. And what everybody else in the family really has to do is get through this weekend. And everybody has their own reasons why that's going to be so freaking difficult.
You also create a world where there are blended families, people who've divorced and gotten remarried. And that aspect really struck me as something where it does get portrayed, but often not very well. Did you deliberately set out to make that a big part of the movie?
I wanted to be as honest as possible. And in listening to this characters, and it is hard to talk about process without sounding a little, I don't know, sort of hokey, and I'll try not to sound like that, but I was listening really, really carefully to these characters, and this seemed to me what they would do and how they would be. And I can honestly say that I set about to make no statements at all. I just tried really hard to be brave and write honestly. It just seems to me that the perfect family, even with a, you know, maybe divorced family, and you have the wisecracking guy over here and that sort of sitcom multifamily thing, even there, I think that's kind of a myth.
I mean, do you think that right now, as America is examining itself closely in the mirror with politics and race and all sorts of other issues, do you find that people who see your film walk away with different impressions of what it is and what it does?
Yeah. Absolutely. Some people feel that I was attempting to make some statement about racial harmony. No, that's kind of just what my house looks like. My mom's black and my dad's white, and one of my white cousins in California married an Asian guy, and they have these gorgeous little babies. Some of the European press asked me if I had made a movie that was analogous to the state of America, and we can heal each other only through an understanding and a talking about of race. And some people say, what is she talking about with all the multi-culti? It's like a bee-in, and it's, you know, sort of this sort of hippy-dippy. And I gotta say, this is just what my house looks like.
Jonathan Demme, director, someone who has been an innovator. This is your first produced screenplay, and you come from a very strong, established artistic family. But how did you guys hook up?
Oh, I totally stalked him. Totally stalked him. You can't. The system's not set up so you can do this kind of thing without a connection. I'm positive there are 19 brilliant screenwriters in my building that just can't get their stuff to the right person. And so I stalked him and I Googled him and I found out everything I could. And eventually I extorted my dad and I said, you know, they knew
director
each other.
Director Sidney Lumet.
Director Sidney Lumet. And understand, and I'm sure that you understand that to have someone say, please read my daughter's screenplay, it's like a nightmare. I mean, everybody, it's just a recipe for everybody sort of becoming an idiot. But eventually I was getting so frustrated that I said, Dad, you will never see your grandson again if you don't get this script to Jonathan Demme. And the extortion part actually worked. And so I'm a big advocate of extortion. and that's how it happened, really.
It sounds like you're practicing some of the family jujitsu in your own movie.
You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think the system is really difficult. I'm very connected. And it took me forever to get a movie produced. I've been writing for 13 years and trying to get better for 13 years. And I have every advantage on the planet. It's hard.
All right. You are the granddaughter of Lena Horne and the daughter of Sidney Lumet. So coming from a family like that, a family of film, song, letters, history, what did it do for you? And also, as you were working for 13 years on the script, did you ever think, I'm a failure within this family? I just can't finish this.
Well, the 13 years was, there were four or five scripts, different ones, within that 13-year period. So it wasn't just one for 13 years. Although my mom did write a book that took her 14 years. I don't know how she would have done it. You can't really fail. And this sounds rather odd, but the odds are so astronomically just stacked against one, I think, in movie business and entertainment business, that just to keep going is, I think, a success story. Maybe it was total hubris on my part. I never felt like a failure in comparison because I hadn't had any, we'll say, validated success, sort of media validated success. I'm a school teacher and I have kids and I have this lovely life, which I regard as highly successful. I am really proud of the people in my family because they work really hard. Being honest matters and being brave matters, and that's cool. Maybe I felt an extra level of scrutiny, but on the flip side of the extra level of scrutiny is the extra level of access that someone like me has. I can eventually get my script to Jonathan Demme. Most people have a much harder time doing it. So it's a trade-off.
Well, Jenny, it's great to talk to you. Thanks.
Oh, great to talk to you, too.
Jenny Lumet is the screenwriter of the film Rachel Getting Married, and she spoke to us from NPR Studios in New York City.